In Tunisia, pressure is mounting on members of the former regime to quit the country's interim government. Busloads of protesters continue to pour into the capital, Tunis, from rural areas where the revolution began. Street protests in the country's impoverished interior erupted over joblessness and a gnawing sense of regional inequality. NPR's Eric Westervelt paid a visit to the town of Sidi Bouzid, where the first protests occurred.
It's a sunny weekday afternoon, and dozens of young men, almost all in their 20s, play cards, sip tea, and smoke at a dingy no-name cafe on the outskirts of Sidi Bouzid. A faded poster of Brooke Shields hangs on the wall. Most of these men here have university degrees. They are all unemployed. 29-year-old Taufik Hamdouni sits with his friends, as he does most every day. His hair is trim and neat, his shirt pressed and clean, as if he's dressed for a job interview that never seems to come. Hamdouni graduated from college nearly 7 years ago with a civil engineering degree. He's been jobless ever since. We try all the time to find work in Sidi Bouzid, he says. I've tried for more than 5-6 years, but with no success at all. The impromptu entertainment in the cafe this day is an older man whose revolution seems to have come in a bottle. There are 1,000 thieves and everyone has a complaint about them, the man sings. The seething anger at a sense of regional neglect was made worse by endemic local corruption, says Hamdouni's friend Marwan Shukri. The local government would shake you down or ask for a kickback to get a job interview, to get to the top of the list, to get a license, you name it, he says. The 26-year-old even searched outside Tunisia for work, but he was asked to pay about $5,000 to a job broker, almost 5 months' pay for his father, a schoolteacher. I studied some 24 years, and afterwards, all I get is an opportunity to go into the army as a simple soldier, he says, and get paid 250 dinars a month. That's nothing. And that, he says, is only with a connection to get you into the military. The riots that toppled dictator Ben Ali began here when a street vendor, Mohamed Bouazizi, burned himself to death to protest what his family says was corruption, humiliation, and economic pain. The high school dropout was scraping out a living selling fruit. His family says he was repeatedly harassed and fined for not having his papers in order. His act quickly resonated in this impoverished town. Protests soon erupted that were not at first overtly political. The men here say the anger was over jobs, corruption, and the nagging sense that they'd been neglected for decades. Hamdouni has 4 brothers and 3 sisters. All have university degrees. Only one of them has a job, a brother who works as an elementary school teacher. Ben Ali was stupid, Hamdouni says of the fallen leader, because he wasn't interested in the center or south of the country. We've been marginalized for a long, long time, he adds. You see the differences between the regions. Even those of us with degrees have to look for work in the tourist towns as laborers, he says, and we get bossed around by people who aren't even educated. President Ben Ali came from the Tunisian coast, so there was an added sense here that the ousted dictator favored the coastal resort towns while people here got nothing. UN estimates put the unemployment rate among Tunisia's rural young people at more than 25%. People here think the real rate is much higher. The last time Tunisia saw internal bloodshed was during countrywide food riots in 1984. Then, as now, the issue began as an economic one. Then, as now, the interior of the country was hardest hit. Eric Goldstein is deputy director of Human Rights Watch for North Africa and the Middle East.
It really is about jobs for them and the resentment that people in other parts of the country seem to be part of this Tunisia that everybody talks of as being a middle-class country, you know, well-educated, moderate, open to the world, and they're back there struggling every day.
So an urgent issue among the many any new Tunisian government has to face is economic development in the rural hinterlands. As one man said here at this no-name cafe with the Brooke Shields poster, without jobs, the revolution will prove to be a failure. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.